The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
So glad you're listening on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And with all the stuff that's gone on in our country in the last year, last few weeks, it really has hit me. And Sherry, you've talked about this too, but Martin Luther King Jr., for instance, his day, the people were doing stuff. Mm-hmm. They were drawing on this deep well of Christian understanding about who Jesus is and loving your enemy. And when we get active without that, we're in trouble.
Real, real trouble.
So I have increased my appreciation for not just him, but a lot of the people that were with him. Again, their knowledge of who God is and who
that's what was driving them.
Right.
And that was the foundation.
All of it. You take that foundation out and you get the stuff that we're getting. And it's just something that that occurs to me in retrospect. You grow an appreciation for people. That's one big reason for me. Things you never see on social media. You never see anybody go, way to be humble. way to hold your fire.
Mm-hmm.
Way to not go off on everybody.
Yes.
No, because a strong opinion, it doesn't even matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
A strong opinion, you pick one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
You will be applauded.
Yes, that is true.
Yes.
Yes, you will
so
be.
So if you have any insecurity at all, and here's a way to garner applause, have a strong opinion. Just pick a strong opinion.
And then it's the well said with an exclamation
Absolutely.
Point that just feeds
Hero.
Something in
Retweets,
us.
Retweets,
yeah.
Likes,
yeah.
All of that's going to happen. People will love it. Now you're going to have some people that clap back at you as well, but you'll still have your crowd.
Right.
But if you're humble and you don't do that all the time, you can't expect that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a biased little system we got going on here. I don't think it's encouraging our best behavior.
Right.
Because who's got the character to stick with the humility thing? I know I do this every year, but I'm going to do it again. On Martin Luther King Jr. Day, I mentioned something that just some recommended reading. It's not long. I don't know why I thought it was like this long book before I finally read it a few years ago. But a letter from a Birmingham jail. Legendary. But it's like, oh, yeah. But have you read it? Because it's so brilliant. So Martin Luther King Jr., to understand what he was going through, he felt so let down by his brothers and sisters, who he still identified as brothers and sisters.
Right.
But he's like, okay, I'm here. You're saying this about me. You said you'd do this, but you didn't. I feel abandoned. What happened? You know, you said this, but here's the scripture on that. Mm-hmm. And it's so direct and it blew me away. And for people that say, well, he's just going off on, you know, he's exploding with anger. He's totally not.
No, he's not.
It's clear-minded. And he's still identifying with the people who have so disappointed him as brothers and sisters. Like, there's huge lessons in that we can still learn. I highly recommend, even if you've never read anything he's written before, try Letter from a Birmingham Jail. So things are changing in our culture, and this isn't anything real new, but just in general. And I think it's safe to say that people who take Jesus seriously are going to be a pretty small minority.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's so interesting because when you read scripture, though, like a lot of it takes on new meaning in light of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of relate way more fully, honestly. Like there's so many scriptures that are like, oh, okay, I get it. And because they're written by people who are going through that as well. That's who they are. And it's written for people who are in those situations. So that's kind of a fascinating thing. And I think there's good news, too, because when you're reading those scriptures, you get back into the New Testament and start reading it through a different lens. There's a lot of joyfulness there. There's a lot of joyfulness and gratitude and contentment. And there's reasons not to be afraid all over the Bible.
Hope.
Hope, yes. And bottom line, it gets back to Psalm 23. Like, why don't I have to fear any evil? Because you are with me. You are with me. I need to be afraid of nothing. This is exciting. It's time for the Great American Accordion Challenge. We have Cassidy on the phone. Okay. This is going to be amazing.
See, this is why you should probably put it on ahead of time.
Okay, so Cassidy, you name any song you want from your high school days, any hit. I will play it instantly as soon as you say it. And that's amazing to people because I don't know what's coming.
I've been amazed.
And I just launch it.
Oh, geez. The only one I can think of would be All-Star by Smash Mouth.
Boy, oh my goodness. Barbershop ending.
How about that?
Cassidy, how would you rate that from 1 to 10?
That was a good try. I'd say I
killed it. I can't believe this is taking time.
No way.
I killed it.
No, you did not.
I did. Do you know the song?
I know the song.
Smash Mouth?
You depend on syncopation and not notes.
Okay, fair. Fair. That's fair. But
what do you give it, Cassidy?
A 4.
Okay, oh, 4.
Hey, 4's pretty good.
No, it's not.
Is.
That's failing in any test
sure
in every country
there's,
in the world.
There's 3 or 4 numbers lower than that. So we were talking about this. I don't know if you caught this. We were talking about how everything is set up to applaud you for having a strong opinion mm-hmm. in our culture. So you get likes and clicks and loves and applauded. But if you're, like, humble, mm-hmm. no one's clicking like on that.
No. Way to go with the humility.
Right.
No one says that.
No one's like, way to not lose your mind.
Right.
Or way to not virtue signal.
Sure. Way not to take that too seriously.
Way to help people behind the scenes where we can't see it.
Yeah.
They can't
yeah.
say that.
Right.
And here's the life that Jesus wants us to live. It literally, like, we're rewarding stuff that is at odds with the kind of life that Jesus wants us to live. Mm-hmm. We have to at least acknowledge that. But that's really weird. And especially if you got kids, too, it's something you may want to talk to them about, because it takes a secure person to resist all that. So do you remember going flying for the first time, like on a plane?
I don't remember my first time. No, that's weird.
Kind of ruins my big story
point. Well, just forget it.
Never mind. Okay, thank you. No, I was going to say, I do, and I was nervous about it, just the unnaturalness of it.
Yeah.
Like, this is weird. I think I was 17.
Okay.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. It just taking off, all that stuff. It's like, this is strange. We're going at high speeds. We're defying gravity, it seems. I didn't know about the Bernoulli effect or any mm-hmm. of the math behind it. I certainly don't. To this day, I don't really understand the mechanics of an airplane mm-hmm. or of a given airplane. You just get on.
Yeah.
There's a trust thing that goes on there. Mm-hmm. And the more you do it, the less you think about it, I have noticed, to the point where I don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just thinking about that because Jesus said, he's telling his followers, do not let your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled. So there's a letting that happens where we let our hearts be troubled because we don't trust mm-hmm. him. We move away from trusting him, and that's letting it happen. It doesn't have to happen. Like, the more I've acted on what God has told me to do over time, just like getting on the plane over and over, like, I learned to trust him. I'm not as troubled. But I can let myself be troubled if I don't lean into him. Today's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And one of the things he's credited with saying, which he did say, is that I should have looked this up first. You can't change something unless you love it first.
Mm-hmm.
That's my paraphrase.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot change that which I do not love. I think it's closer to how he put it. And that's so true. That's so true. If I'm just railing against something. The remarkable thing about him, though, is that there are many remarkable things, but I think about how frustrated he was with his white brothers and sisters that did not come through for him in the time
mm-hmm.
and didn't have his back. And still he was saying, I love you. And like, that's a guy I really want to emulate if I feel aggrieved.
Yeah. I also, the fact that in his writings and in his speeches, it's apparent that he knows this isn't going to end well.
Yes, in his own life.
Yes.
He sees the trajectory of this.
And so he's still saying those things.
I think, too, he like sunk into the prophets, like he understood mm-hmm. like the biblical prophets.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this the other day. Prophets don't have teams easily.
Yeah.
Like that, and no one...
And it doesn't end well for them.
It doesn't end well for them.
No.
So you can kind of see where that's going to go. Now, we know this, too, and I hope he had little doubt, but mm-hmm. we know that God is good in the end.
Yeah.
Even amidst the stress and everything that you might go through, maybe you don't win, you know, in the obvious sense, like I came out on top and now everything is fixed in your lifetime. But you know, in the end, that's where God's going with this. It's not easy. I am telling you, it is not easy at all being a shock jock. But I have to do it. It's my thing.
The sacrifice that you
it
make.
It is. It's hard. There is no national, to my knowledge, National Shock Jock Day where I'm
showered
with. To my knowledge,
there aren't even any shock jocks anymore.
Pretty much. But I'm trying. I'm rated G.
Sure.
I read this is actually something Jack Handy pointed out, but I thought this is kind of shocking enough that maybe you want to buzz about it, tell friends. They'll be like, where'd you hear that?
Yes.
And then the show grows from a organic.
Okay. It's organic.
This is very organic. I'm telling you to be shocked,
and
I'm telling
buzz.
You to spread it.
Yes,
shocked
organically, please.
Just concentrate on shock, being shocked and buzzing.
Buzzing. Mm-hmm.
Millennials are getting a lot of play, but just sheer numbers. I mean, I'm Gen X, Sherry's Gen X. You guys got us, all right?
Yeah.
Two switches we make, and you guys are on the outs.
Which is?
We go back to cursive and stick shift.
Okay.
And then you guys will be completely paralyzed in the culture. You won't even know how to function.
All right.
So all we have to do is two changes, and we win.
I don't know how someone incorporates this into a conversation to buzz.
Well, I guess it's when you're talking to a millennial. Even if you are one, you could talk to one and be like, did you hear what those Gen X people were saying?
And that's going to draw them to the show,
They can go cursive or manual transmission, and then we won't know what to do. And then they'll be like, where do I listen?
Yeah.
One of our sponsors is Fellowship Home Loans. And if you're interested at all in getting a mortgage or refinancing or something, talk to Mike and Brian. Even if you're not ready yet, like if you're thinking down the line you want to, they'll help you explore options of what you need to do, help you with your credit rating, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really helpful. Anyway, if you're interested at all, please do talk to them. It's fellowshiphomeloans.com. Yes, things are pretty crazy right now. We've been talking about that inner peace that God gives us and stuff, but think about the prophets back in the Old Testament. Now, in case you're new to this, the prophets, they weren't people that were predicting the future necessarily. Mm-hmm. That wasn't, there's more, they were telling people how God wanted them to live.
Yes.
And they didn't have a team.
That's true.
So how does this end? Well, for these prophets, it's rough.
It is very rough.
Yeah, they didn't have a team.
Yeah.
And but they knew who God was and they knew him. So ultimately they come out ahead. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And they knew that too.
Yeah.
But in the interim, that can be it can feel lonely. You think maybe there's something wrong with me the whole time. Actually, no. Actually, they knew God.
I got an email about your shock jock facts. And I was shocked. The person said they actually enjoy the facts.
Thank you.
However. Yeah, cut that.
However what?
She says she does not buzz. And
why
that's
doesn't
not
she
the,
buzz? You guys,
that's not the first time I've heard that. I wonder if you want to address that.
Yeah, I'll address it. As listeners, you have responsibilities as well. So you're listening. You have a responsibility to buzz about the fact that you enjoyed.
Okay.
You enjoyed my fact.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're consuming the fact.
But
now
you
I need you to show some production on the other side.
You consume, pivot, buzz. Yes.
Consume, be shocked, pivot, buzz. If you stop halfway, then
it's not fair.
Yeah, what it's you're not
fair.
Being fair to the shock jock. Here's a list of phrases they want us to stop saying. And kind of nailed it. I just saw this. Like one of them was, let's circle back on this. That's like the ultimate corporate thing to say, you know?
Yes, it is.
In a meeting, which like, basically means
we're not going to handle this. Let's kick the can.
I don't have an answer for this. But the other one was, and this is so true. With all due respect.
Ooh.
Like, yeah, it's basically fighting words. Basically,
yeah, with all due respect means I am going to disrespect you.
Right.
Please remember this first phrase.
And you're not even stipulating how much respect is due. You're
That's
just saying
true.
There's some amount that may be due, but I'm
and
not.
Here it is.
Whatever it is, just count it in there. And then I'm going to say, like, no, it doesn't mean anything. Just say the thing. If you don't mind, I know this seems like it's off the beaten path, but it is in the news right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that they have found, it was some outer space news.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I love outer space stuff.
Yeah, I know you do.
So on one of the moons of Jupiter, Ganymede.
That's the...
yeah. Okay, some of our scientists have found that it's emitting a radio signal. They've got, and it's an FM signal.
Okay.
So it's like there's an FM.
Do you believe that right now we're broadcasting on Gamma?
No. I'm saying that maybe there's a potential affiliate there for the show, and I would feel like they would understand.
I was going to say they may get the show sooner.
That's what I was thinking.
Than the people who listen here on Earth.
Yeah, I think the Earthlings go for you, but I think that might be my target demo. Could be those people. I know this is nerdy. Please forgive me for this if you are not into nerd stuff, but some of us are. The word remember, if you think about members of the body, remembers, you're putting things back together. And there's all sorts of stuff in the Bible about remembering. Like in your own life, like remembering what God has done for you, that helps you assemble things again, put things back together, remember. And there's so much about that. In fact, like there's one scripture that says, forget not his benefits. Talking about God. Don't forget all the stuff that he's done for you and where he's been. That helps you to reassemble everything, you know? Dismembering is taking things apart, and remembering is putting everything back together so you can have some perspective on life. You know, guys like me, we're up to the challenge. Like, you throw a challenge our way, we're like, yeah, got that. I'm not gonna, you know, I'm gonna rise to the occasion.
Of course, guys like you.
Yeah. We're on the edge, gutsy, challenging. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Gutsy,
like edgy, extreme,
yeah.
Edgy.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah. This lady in Russia. Check this out. She went to Lake Baikal, which is the deepest lake. It's under ice.
Okay.
She went under the ice, swam down world record 280 feet.
Yes.
In ice water, wearing just a bathing suit, 280 feet down.
Wow.
With no, I mean, just with her own breath.
Yeah.
I'm going to let her have this.
You are?
Yeah.
I'm not gutsy, edgy, challenging guy like you.
Some challenges are best left.
You tapping out?
I think that's going to be her world record. I decided. Well, that's fascinating. You should tell that story. So this happened on the mall. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yeah. But
Sherry was just telling me about the big I Have a Dream speech.
Mahalia Jackson is a very popular gospel singer of that day. And she had agreed to sing. And he had told her about, you know, I Have a Dream. He had told, you know, some of his associates about that. And he's up there and he's giving a speech, and there had been a lot of controversy about what he was going to say and all of that. And she yells from in the little area where they were, well, tell him about the dream while he's speaking. Tell him about the dream, Martin. Tell him about the dream. And he goes, well, I have a dream. Like, we know it now. But just that feeling of in the moment, it actually was off script.
Very in the moment.
Yes.
I didn't know that. It was off script. But it's from the heart.
Yeah.
And so we're still quoting it.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.